Hey guys, and welcome back to QB Rant. This is my co-host slash compadre,
Bennett, and today we have a guest, Jaden.
Hi!
She is here because she's here, you know?
Yeah. And this is our New Year's podcast special.
Yeah, we know we did one like 5 days ago, but we are recording another one because we've got the time.
Exactly.
Happy New Year's, guys.
It is January 1st, I believe. That's New Year's, right?
No.
January. December 31st is New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. And then one day after that?
Would be January 1st.
And that is New Year's.
That's what I just said.
No.
You're wrong. Sorry.
Anyways, so happy New Year's, everyone. We hope that you had a good New Year's. And if you didn't, if you were all alone,
That is sad.
I'm very sorry.
Yes. Aww. But I'm sure not many people were like that. I'm sure many people were celebrating with friends and family like we were.
Yeah, except for the people who don't have friends, but...
Or family.
Yeah, we need to not go down that road.
Okay.
Anyways, so today we are going to be talking about...
New Year's resolutions and what's going to happen in the future.
So, first of all, what are we doing?
Okay, so I'll start off with my New Year's resolution, and then we'll go to Jaden, and then we'll go to you.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so my New Year's resolution is to play more Clash Royale, because I gotta say, it's an amazing game. Like, they made it, and it's much better than Clash of Clans. It's just my opinion. It's so much better.
And who made it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
It's made by the same people as every other game?
Yep, I know, but I have no... idea.
Clash Royale was made by Supercell. I don't recommend
downloading it. Wow, I love that game. I love Supercell. Let's go. Stop. It's a great game, guys. But other than that, I guess my other New Year's resolution would be to eat less cookies and work out more.
And I would like to get better at podcasting.
Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa. Well, Jaden first.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, for me, it would be eating healthier and stop procrastinating at school because, you know, gotta keep those grades up.
And what have you been procrastinating lately in school?
English.
Tell us about that.
I had a project given at the beginning of school and I had to learn something new, which was finger netting, and my goal was to do a blanket, but I'm just starting now, and it's due in, like, not even 2 weeks. And it has to be a 10-minute presentation, so...
Well, good luck on that.
Yeah, enjoy your,
you know,
blanket.
we've also got one that we wrote down. We all need to find a significant other.
Very sad that we don't already.
It's not like a need, it's just
a want.
No, it's I don't actually want.
I don't want a significant other either.
Jaden, what about you?
No. It's fine.
It's gonna happen. Why we write that down?
Because you wrote it down. Because you saw it.
Quentin needs to quit smoking.
Okay, I don't smoke. I've never smoked. That is a lie.
But you need to get more sleep.
Yeah, that is actually something
I've been staying up past 1 a.m. every night for the last year.
Yeah.
Actually, and then waking up early.
Isn't it later than that, though?
Well, except for when you're here.
Yeah.
When you're at my house, you stay up even later, except you sleep in.
Yeah, I love sleeping in here. Because there's less noise.
You see, when Quentin's at his house, he's got little siblings.
And they yell a lot. Also, I don't smoke. Just remember that. Just bring that up again. I don't smoke. That was a lie.
Yeah, don't do that,
people. Oh, also, more pranks. Pranking people.
Oh, yeah, you want to.
You gotta do that. Just Jaden, bring people joy and laughs.
Jaden has pranked us.
With a Donald Trump poster.
A Donald Trump poster in our yard saying...
Buy this house.
Saying, I'm desperate, real estate or something.
Yeah.
Should he use the one where he was going like...
Whoa.
That would have been a funnier face. Like,
yeah,
we're just gonna
I don't
do that.
Okay.
Now, we should go on a road trip.
I am actually gonna go on a road trip, except I'm not driving.
I'm staying home.
I'm going after I finish exams in a couple weeks. Then I will go to BC.
I'll stay home.
Wait, that's actually funny because I'm going to Florida at the same time.
You're going to Florida at the same
time? It's so funny, guys. I'm staying at my house. Oh my goodness. We're all going somewhere. I'm going home. You're going to BC. You're going to Florida. Wow.
Wow, guys. Such a
big,
happy family.
We'll keep you in our hearts and in our minds.
No, Quentin, why would
Actually, no.
We don't need to do that. He's got a place to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like it's disappointing, eh?
I'm going to be where everyone's screaming.
Right. Sorry, we will keep you in our hearts. We will be praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll hopefully make it through.
You will. You've made it through the last lot of years.
Yeah.
At another
But some of those years, there was not as many children. There was just my sister. For the first 3 years of my life, no one. Then the fourth year, someone. Then after that year, after two more years, someone else. Then after two more years, one more year, someone else. Then after one more year, someone else.
Wow, that was really interesting.
Then after those years, it was just screaming.
Oh, thanks for all your input on your situation.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
You know, we just like to let you know that we care about you very much. And I don't relate to your situation.
I appreciate that. Back onto the subject at hand. We're going to talk about what people are doing in 2020.
Now, first thing we have is Japan will build a robotic moon base.
Whoa.
So there's no reason why the technology in Japan wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't know why they're doing that.
I don't know either.
A moon base?
It's going to be built by robots for robots.
Only robots.
That means it's just meant for making a robot species live.
Let's go, Japan, making a robot.
This just isn't logic.
It's not. We've also got cars will drive themselves, apparently.
I'm pretty sure the Tesla already does that, but...
Yeah. You know what, though? That's going to cause some accidents.
No, according to the article, it would be much safer.
How? What if I
because
get
if you're
by
drunk,
one, then I'm gonna sue them.
Yeah, but
you gotta sue the car because it's not the human's fault.
Listen,
you have to sue the company actually.
Yeah, and then they'll go out of business.
And then there'll be no more driving cars. But the thing is, the drunks, they'll have to deal with the fact that they're gonna have to be drunk and drive again.
That would be good for drunk drivers, though.
That's what I was saying. So it's going to be good for drunk drivers because the car's driving by themselves, and because they're so drunk or someone that's high, they're not going to be driving.
What if these are actually Transformers, but in real life? They have heads
Listen,
inside of them.
There's
their
already Transformers in real life.
Trunk thingy or
probably.
You know.
Don't search that up.
I'm not.
I said don't.
I wasn't going to.
Good.
The thing is, we actually don't really have the infrastructure to make flying cars. Like,
yeah, we could just make magnetic roads.
Okay.
And then our car would float.
Because technically, we don't really have the ability to link all of our traffic.
Technically, every car is a hover car because have you seen the hoverboard? It's got wheels on it and it touches the ground. So, car's got wheels on it and it touches the ground. Hover car.
Okay, I see what you're trying to say.
Apparently, you said there's no flying cars, but it says right there.
We've also gotten the list. The flying car will be airborne.
Doesn't that look like a helicopter?
Yeah, there's a picture here. It looks like a helicopter to me. I don't see a difference.
I don't think you could drive on the roads like that. You're gonna hit
it's supposed to drive above the roads.
It's just a helicopter. It's a helicopter, but
it has
four
wheels.
Tires.
So it's just a normal helicopter.
They just add wheels.
Bigger wheels.
Yeah. So apparently you can drive on the ground, but you can't like go on main roads.
No, because your blades will kill everybody.
Yeah.
Especially buses.
Also, in 2020, all the new screens for devices will be ultra-thin OLEDs.
Oh, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
Is that going to hurt my eyes?
I don't even know what
even
that
more?
Means.
That means it's organic, okay? Organic.
Mm.
Okay.
So
instead of just LEDs,
because I have to adjust from the stuff that hurts my eyes to the stuff that's not, so it's gonna hurt my eyes.
Like it's not gonna be everything. Like there's gonna be some not like that.
Well, it's gonna depend, because if you still have an old device all of 2020,
technically nothing's gonna change.
No, nothing's gonna change.
Mine is kind of old, to be honest.
Your phone is not old, okay? It's only like 3 years old.
It's actually like...
It's now 4 years old.
Commercial space will take us to the moon and asteroids.
So, that reminds me.
What?
How monkeys were sent to the moon in those little things.
What?
Okay.
Wait, wow. Did you get that?
So, wait, isn't it saying that humans will be sent to the moon?
We've already done that.
Why does it say, what? Okay,
we've already went to the moon.
Well, yeah, humans have been to the moon.
Do you guys
They did
know?
Send animals to the moon first.
They did or didn't?
They did.
Yeah, so which one, the monkey or the dog?
I'm pretty sure it was the monkey. Because they wanted something as close to human species as possible to see if...
Oh, yeah, and if you guys didn't know, we used to be monkeys.
Oh, yeah!
That's a theory.
I'm going to search this up.
I don't actually believe that theory, but it's okay. Apparently, a $1,000 computer will have the processing power of the human brain. What?
Well, we said we couldn't do that.
Whoa.
Apparently we can
made
know.
This prediction a couple of years ago, and it seems reasonable in some ways. Not intelligence, really, but purely the ability, the number of cycles, as he puts it. Okay, I don't really get that, but...
I think you were kind of right. Though, it shows a picture of a dog. So, I'm gonna say
they sent a monkey and a dog.
At the same time.
Yep. And your human brain computer sounds really cool, too.
Yeah.
Even though they said it wasn't possible.
You know, that would be cool.
It would be.
Only $1,000, too.
That's cheap! For a human brain?
Yeah, you can
it's
buy...
It's like the black market.
You can buy a human brain for $1,000. Well, technically it's not a brain, but it's a computer that is as good as the brain.
It's basically just buying a brain on the black market.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. Now... Back to, do you have anything else on our list here?
I have some random New Year's resolutions that people have made.
Okay.
Work out to feel good, not be thinner. Instead of obsessing over the scale, obsess over how amazing you feel since you started being more active. Numbers don't mean much.
Except for when you're, like, the scale can't measure how big you are.
Yet, I still okay. think people should...
Worry about their weight. Because yes. once you get in way too overweight and you realize you can't fit through your bathroom door, that's an issue.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I gotta say another thing. Stop gossiping. Don't be that person. Spread positivity.
Yeah,
Quentin. Whoa. I've never done that in
that's
my life.
That's a New Year's resolution.
I've never... That was not my New Year's resolution.
You probably have gossiped before, though. I don't know what about. You've probably told me stories about people at school, but... And then, remember when we were on the phone, and you were telling me things about school? And then...
Remember when you
and
were
then
on
your dad was like, Quentin, stop gossiping.
He did that?
Yeah.
When?
When we were on the phone. And then you were like, no, I'm just talking to Bennett, it's fine. If you remember that, but it was
yeah,
like
but
a month
technically
ago.
Then you gossip all the time.
Okay, I don't say bad things about well.
Yeah, you do.
Well.
Okay, let's stop the fight in here. Cat fight.
Okay.
Do you gossip though?
Do you gossip? No. Okay.
Okay, well it shows on your face that you do.
How
now, another thing on the list. Give one compliment a day.
Bennett, I think you look lovely.
Bennett.
I like your hair, Quentin.
I think you chose a good attire to wear. I think you also chose a good attire to wear.
Quentin.
And your hair looks really nice.
Quentin.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
Quentin, I think that you're very strong.
Thank you.
And I respect you.
Cheated.
Oh, it didn't say give one compliment to everyone.
Well.
Yeah, but it's one compliment a day. We gave two each.
Yeah.
At least try to follow the trend.
Jaden.
We're doing it different.
Your. Red sweater looks very nice.
Very festive.
Thank you.
I like your red sweater, okay. There you go.
Now,
I don't like this next one doesn't really work for me. Or Quentin. Or Jaden.
Okay.
Guys, go a whole day without checking your email.
See, there was one time where I had 1,000 emails in my inbox. I just still never checked it, but once I did go on my emails for a verification code, they all went away.
You know, wait a second. So you check your email?
I don't.
What? Okay.
But maybe. Maybe some of our listeners check their email every day.
Okay, if this applies to you, then just try it for a whole day. Unless it's urgent, in which case, still do it.
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, still do it. Just one day.
What about for a month? Don't open your emails about work or anything.
Wait.
How about we make this apply
then get
to...
get fired.
Wait, what?
Yeah, how about we make this apply to us? So let's try don't check Clash Royale for a whole day, and
you
then...
You shouldn't do that.
Except that Clash Royale has nothing to check.
Yeah, on my chest that I need to open.
Yeah, but that's not important.
Okay, what about you?
That's important to me. I can just not check social media.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes I find myself just...
I barely go on social media.
You know, looking to do something, but then I'm like, I've already been on here, there's nothing new.
Yeah. See, I go on social media, like, on a normal week, it's like 5 minutes a week. And the total week.
Proud of you.
But, now that you've got your newfound passion of Clash Royale...
Yeah, it's now going to take a long time. See, I liked Clash Royale, and then suddenly went away from it, then I downloaded it again, and... It's like a drug.
Wow, a beautiful one. That's not very good.
None of that harsh stuff.
You know what? Maybe some people should do... Read a book a month. Haven't you heard? Reading is good for your brain. It can reduce stress. And it can improve your memory and concentration. Isn't that great, guys?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
In English class, do you guys have to read books as a class?
I'm reading a book right now. I gotta read a couple chapters today.
Have you actually read the book? Because all the English books that I have to read as a class, I've only read, like, not even a chapter of it.
Wow, you're kind of...
See, this is what I'm talking about. Procrastination, not a good thing.
You see, I'm actually one of the students in my English class that has read the whole book.
I don't have an English class, and I was thinking of editing.
Jaden, I think that you should read your book, even if it's boring.
Well, all of them are boring. Like, which one are you reading?
I'm just reading To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah,
how's it going, by the way?
It's going okay. I'm gonna probably have a test on it when I get back to school.
Do you still have to read Kill a Mockingbird?
No, that was...
That's grade 9.
Actually, I think I did that last year.
You did To Kill a Mockingbird in grade 10? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like you're saying tequila mockingbird.
tequila.
I do. To Kill a Mockingbird. Okay?
There you go.
Tequila Mockingbird. Alright, guys. We have another one. Go someplace you've never been. Step outside your comfort zone and do something daring.
I did rock climbing, that kind of hurt my fingers.
You know, I did that too.
That I didn't get to go to, because I was at work.
Jaden,
you got to enjoy that while we got to bust our fingers.
Jaden was very not happy at her work while we were rock climbing, but that's okay, because sometimes
you can't know everything.
You know, sometimes you just gotta have a not happy day.
I climbed on the
roof.
That's
disappointing.
I was so proud of myself.
But try to be happy, you know?
Spread positivity, not negativity.
Spread positivity, don't be depressed.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, haven't you heard the podcast?
Yeah. And the sun's always brighter in the morning.
That was our last motto.
Yeah,
pretty great.
You gotta listen to our mottos.
Oh, what's our motto for this episode?
I'll say it at the end.
Okay, yeah, you'll figure something out.
Yeah, I'm already looking at the
next thing I gotta say, turn off your phone one night a week.
What? Oh.
Yeah. Also, like, when I go
to bed, I just turn it... I do that all the time. Every time I go to bed, I turn it off.
No, maybe it means put it on...
When you come home from school, don't look at it for that whole night. Then you can wake up in the morning and
that's hard for me and Bennett. We always talk after school.
Like, every single day?
Yeah,
every day.
Every single day.
I know it's kind of sad.
You need to give it up for one day.
We can't talk for five hours straight. I mean, 6 hours straight.
No, we've only done that once.
For one night.
No, because the time always changes because if we end the call by accident.
Next, guys, reduce your waste. Some research says that the average American produces over 2,000 pounds of trash every year.
What does the average Canadian produce? Because we're so nice to the environment.
I don't know
nice
how much.
In general.
Average... You know, we always say sorry.
Yeah. We'll just be like, as soon as we drop trash on the ground, we'll be like, sorry, Earth.
You know.
And walk away.
Or if, like, I break my nail, I'll be like, sorry.
You know,
I don't know.
This is random, but the other day at school, this kid, he sneezed, and I was like, bless you. And then he's like, oh, thank you. You know, that's the nicest thing anyone can say, I feel like. He's like, you know, I feel like saying bless you is just the kindest thing ever. And I was like,
I mean, yeah. I think Canadians...
Does something for you? Bless you.
Canadians are really nice. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to be stereotypical,
I feel like you're
being
kind of arrogant, but...
I feel like people from Atlanta are pretty nice, too. They try to stay away from the whole world. They just keep to themselves.
You mean Antarctica?
No, Atlanta.
The Arctic.
Oh, you mean Atlantis?
Yeah, Atlantis.
Oh, that,
it's Atlantis. It's actually a myth. But...
What? He lives in a myth world.
I thought that was real.
Atlantis.
Next thing you're going to say is the Tooth Fairy and Santa are real.
No, I know those are real.
Okay, wait, but the you talked of... about this in your last podcast.
Yeah, Santa's real.
So
Atlantis real.
It's called Atlantis, the city of Atlantis. It's a Greek
the
legend.
City of Atlanta?
Not Atlanta.
Atlantis.
And I've been told a myth.
You've Atlantis. Been told a lie, okay? I'm telling you a myth now.
Okay.
A legend.
We're
have you ever seen a Primantis?
What?
Sorry, it rhymes with Atlantis.
I did see a Primantis, actually.
Yeah, my dad was holding one on his finger at the grocery store.
Okay. I saw one outside my window and it was killing a fly.
Okay.
Something.
That was kind of random. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Next, travel on a small budget. Traveling on a budget is all about flexibility and being willing to sacrifice a bit of comfort and luxury in favor of seeing the world and the life-changing experiences that travel comes with.
They want me to live in a canoe without internet.
You don't have to live in a canoe. That's your
sorry, a cabin.
Yes.
Without internet.
Have you not done that?
How am I supposed to play Clash Royale?
You know
if
what?
I'm in a cabin.
Just think about it. You didn't used to have to play Clash Royale. Until yesterday.
Yeah, but now that I've learned about it, I need it.
You don't need
I
it.
I detest whatever it's called.
I feel like it kind of makes you antisocial.
Oh yeah? What if you didn't have your phone for a year?
I don't care.
You would care.
Yeah, it would change your life dramatically.
Like, how would I talk to people or stay in touch?
It's go kinda... to them in person.
What if they live, like, in... Africa or something.
Oh, you know,
we're gonna have to see them somehow.
Or Atlantis.
See,
they're
those people are already best. What? They're not dead. They can breathe underwater.
Okay, you know what? I think that this podcast should come to an end soon.
I think it should, but before we do that, one more off the list.
Clear out the clutter.
Research says that it stresses you out. Make 2020 the year of organization and cleanliness.
Wait, what is clutter though? Like, just mess?
It's like
random. So like, let's say you have a bunch of stuff in your room and stuff like that that you just don't really need to keep. Oh,
okay, so
it's
like,
just like
throw it in the trash or give it to people that need it.
Yeah, what? Like if you just have like other toys.
Or just like keep your room clean, basically.
Sure, we can go with that way.
Whoa. I feel like you're trying to diss me there. It's okay.
So, do we have a motto?
Today's motto is, if you have a chi rock, that is the right rock.
That's your motto.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it.
Alright guys, if you have a chi rock, that is the right rock.
And thank you for listening to the podcast. This is QB Rant. We'll be back with another one sometime in the future. I'm Quentin, this is your co-host, Susk, my compadre.
Bennett, and thank you, Jaden, for joining us.
No problem.
We will see you next time.